We'll, of course, continue to follow this story, but we want to turn now to China and the fight against corruption there. When Chinese President Xi Jinping came to power 2 years ago, he said his number one goal was to clean up politics. He launched an anti-corruption campaign, the likes of which the communist state has never seen before. Thousands of party officials now under investigation or imprisoned. And a growing number are committing suicide. The BBC's China editor Carrie Grace reports.
Two ashen-faced men stumbling into the dock. Cut to grim court officials pronouncing their fate. China's daily news broadcasts have become a roll call of communist shame. A parade of officials tried for taking bribes on a massive scale. The Communist Party slogan is "Serve the people." But everyone in China knows it's often the other way around. When President Xi Jinping took charge 2 years ago, he started jailing corrupt officials. Now they're all scared. 51-year-old government official Dong Xuegang got out of the lift here on the ninth floor of his apartment block on the night of 13th of September. He'd just been interrogated as part of a corruption investigation into his boss. 12 hours later, he climbed from his bedroom window and jumped to his death. An elderly neighbour tells me Mr. Dong landed on a car parked below. It must have been a horrifying scene. But now all is tranquil in this leafy lakeside compound.
He panicked.
The assessment of Gao Qinrong, the investigative journalist who broke the story of Dong Xuegang's suicide jump.
You'd think death would be a more frightening prospect, but these officials are terrified of losing their fortune and their reputation. And they're also worried that they may be made to inform on others. They just can't face living through all of that. They prefer to end it all quickly.
I'm standing in front of a Shanxi prison. But that's not the prison yard you're hearing. That's the teenagers in the school opposite going through their morning exercise routine. The prison is silent. Deep inside are 60 party officials serving time for corruption, living out the life of shame that Dong Xuegang chose not to. A local real estate developer shows me around town in his chauffeur-driven limousine. He doesn't want me to name him, and as we drive through concrete canyons of high-rise construction, the reason becomes obvious. Every single project, he says, his own included, has involved bribing officials.
The only difference is scale. Some are more corrupt, some are less, but they are all corrupt. And so are all the business people who have to deal with them. It's normal practice to give gifts. If you don't, your projects won't go through.
But now the anti-corruption campaign has paralyzed government here. No one knows how to get things done. The campaign has many skeptics and critics. But Professor Wang Yukai of the Chinese Academy of Governance says they would be wrong to underestimate Xi Jinping.
No one should doubt his resolution. He's targeted even top leaders. It's unprecedented under communist rule. It's a shockwave through the system. And Xi Jinping has enormous public support as a result.
In this part of China, ancient shadow puppets hold the imagination of a theatre audience. On this stage, a puppet hero battling a puppet tiger. Xi Jinping calls his own corruption battle a life and death tiger fight. But for every tiger he slays, there's another in the wings. And a ruling party which hasn't yet worked out how to function without its bribery fix.
That report from the BBC's China editor, Carrie Gracie.
And before we go to break, a note about something that happened today in Hong Kong. The smooth jazz musician Kenny G paid a visit to the Hong Kong protesters who are demanding free and fair elections. And that is causing a stir. After Kenny G's visit today, a spokesperson for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Kenny G's musical works are widely popular in China, but China's position on the illegal Occupy Central activities in Hong Kong is very clear. We hope that foreign governments and individuals speak and act cautiously and not support Occupy Central. But there are others who think Kenny G's visit is an attempt to get the protesters to leave. That's because Kenny G's 1989 song Going Home is played in public spaces in China, like shopping malls, when they are about to close, has been for decades. One protester told the New York Times, "We didn't leave when the police used tear gas on us. Why would a single Kenny G tune shake our determination?" This is Here and Now.